Good evening, everybody. Good evening to you, and welcome to a very special Tuesday night edition of Critical Conversations in Business. Normally, Tuesday is just for us girls, Girl Chat Weekly, and we're going to get back to that. Our book club is still going on. We're still reading our Cuban Comparison book by Nona Jones, but this topic tonight, we're talking about business, entrepreneurism, the transition from corporate to creative. My guest tonight is my cousin. She is a girl mogul. We read the book Girl Mogul last year, talking about women in business who are doing amazing things, who are living their dreams and their passions and walking out the path that God has designed and anointed for them. Tonight is going to be amazing. She is Tanisha, One Stop Shop Queen Cooper. And you will learn why she is called that when you hear about all the wonderful things that God has her hands in and his hands on. So I want you to do this. Share this broadcast. Tag some people. Subscribe to Trailblazers with a Z Radio. All right? Get in the room. Tonight is going to be an impartation. I believe God is already here, and we're going to have a great evening. All right. Are you ready? I'm ready. Let's go.
What is a critical conversation? Well, besides it being a conversation that needs to be had, a critical conversation reveals important context, not only about ourselves, but also the larger world around us. It is these types of conversations that edify, entertain, as well as heal. Join Latanya Harris-Gooden as she engages in critical conversations right here on Trailblazers Radio. Trailblazers Radio has merch. Check out our website, www.trailblazersradio.com/shop, to check out our store. You'll find an assortment of hoodies and t-shirts in various colors and sizes, as well as coffee mugs in various colors. Again, check out our website at www.trailblazersradio.com/shop to check out our merch. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. This is LHG. I am just coming to let you know that I am an independent paparazzi jewelry consultant. You didn't know that, did you? Well, now you know. So I would love to be your personal jewelry lady. Paparazzi is an amazing company. We sell nickel and lead free jewelry. We are known for our $5 bling, but you just need to know there is an exclusive Z collection that's $25. It's the bling of all bling. When you're really going out on the town and you want to show up absolutely fabulous. So we have items for women, for men, and for young fashionistas out there. We don't discriminate. If you need it, I'm sure we got it. You have the opportunity to follow my page on Facebook called Polished on Purpose, a VIP group. Follow my personal page, Tanya Harris Gooden. And I have my own website that is at your disposal 24/7. So many ways to shop. So let me be the one that makes sure you are accessorized the way you should be. Because I want you to be polished on purpose. My mentor always tells me, when you show up, people are checking you out. They're watching you. So why not be polished? Be poised. Be purposeful. Glam it up with pop, honey. I got what you need.
I got what you want. Got what you need.
Y'all better come on here. Y'all so churchy. Good evening. Good evening. Tonight is going to be an amazing show. Thank you to those who are already in the live chat. You can send us stars. Yes, you can. Go ahead and send us some stars. Trailblazers with the Z Radio would love to continue to bring you amazing content. You can help us to do that by sending us stars. I'm LHG. Tanya Harris Gooden is my whole government name. I am here tonight to have
a critical conversation with a beautiful young lady that I admire. She is my cousin. She is someone that I really feel is a powerful woman of God, businesswoman. I look forward to tonight's conversation. I invite you to share. I invite you to tag and subscribe to our network. We're going to pray, and then we're going to bring up our special guest, Tanisha One Stop Shop Queen Cooper, and she's going to tell us all about who she is, what she has been doing, and the wonderful things that God has her hands in. Something very special coming up in May. Something's coming up this week that we're going to be talking about that's absolutely impactful, and I'm looking forward to learning more about it. So let's talk to the Lord, if we shall, just for a couple seconds. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you because you're an amazing God. Everything we could ever need is in you. I thank you because you gave us the gift of a new day, one that we had never seen before and will never see again. I thank you because you gave us brand new mercy to cover us in this day. I thank you because as this day starts to unwind, many of us are coming home from our 9-to-5s or winding down from our businesses. Thank you for this platform where we can have a conversation about good things that are happening in our community, about business, about life, about family. I thank you, God, for my special guest tonight. I thank you because she has sacrificed her time to be here, to spend this time with me. I ask you, God, to bless her family and bless each one of her businesses. I thank you for new clients. I thank you for customers coming in. I thank you for word of mouth that's going out into the region, that she is the premier event planner and host. I thank you, Lord, that she's going to have even more people to transport to and from appointments in school. And thank you for the heart that you've given her to serve people with dignity and respect. God, I ask you to bless everything that she puts her hands to. Bless every supporter. Bless everyone watching. Lift a bowed down head. Heal an afflicted body. Somebody is bogged down tonight with some stress. And God, I ask you that whatever the issues may be, because only you know, I ask you to fix it. I ask you to handle it. And we claim the victory even in it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's get into this conversation tonight. My cousin Tanisha, One Stop Shop Queen Cooper, is in the house. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on this call tonight with this critical conversation. It is an honor and a pleasure that you even consider me to be on this call. And I told you, let me just jump on in. We ain't going to plan nothing. I'm just going to jump on in and give it all I got.
So I don't need anything else from you because that's who you are.
I know, but I'm still in denial sometimes. But this is going to be, this is one of those things that do you. And that's what I'm going to do.
And that's a very good place to start because in the wonderful world of entrepreneurism, me being a Polished on Purpose paparazzi consultant, shout out to my business. I love the fact that in your own business, you're able to be everything that you are. Now, not that you can't be you in corporate, but corporate has a look, a sound, a demeanor. And when you're doing things your way and you're the boss, you set your own standard. You create the rules. You create the way you want your business to look in the world. And it allows you to really infuse more personality. Thank you for being here, cousin. Tanisha and I met her through my former husband. Shout out to Mr. Gooden. And I instantly knew she was someone very special. She's a goal getter, G-O-A-L getter, because what she has a vision to do, she sets out to do it. And many people do things, but to have the capacity to do it in excellence, professionalism, that takes a certain kind of anointing that you have. So born and raised in the 313, am I right? I love it. 313 rise
born
up.
And raised.
One of our own. I was also born and raised in Detroit. Mother, sister, aunt, friend, and professionally cousin, electrical engineer.
Yes, yes, double E, baby. Wow. Yes.
Okay. I love it.
And 14 then, years.
14, that's a lot of time.
Yes.
That is a lot of time and dedication.
Yes.
So now here you are, Detroit's premier event planner and host. What were some of the marketable skills that you learned in corporate that you feel are standing up in you today as your own boss?
Some of the skills and tools I learned in the corporate, I was in school. When I was in school, I was in banking. I was working at a couple of banks when I was in school, in college.
Okay.
And when the market crashed, everybody knew in 2005, the market crashed. I was able to, I was always able to get promotions within my job at the banking. And the market crashed, I had just graduated. My son was, I think, a year and a half, and a lot of jobs were, you know, not remote, but you had to go and travel, you know, and I'm like, I'm not going to travel with a 15-month-old, and I don't want to leave my son home and traveling, you know, time over time. So I started to stick it out in banking, kept getting promotions, blah, blah, but it allowed me the tools and stuff I learned from banking on up to the transition to engineering. I couldn't find a job that I wanted, so I just stayed in banking and all that. And then the opportunity approached me to be in my actual field. And when I did that, I said, oh, you know, here it is. Like, you want to be in your field. And so I took that on, and it was like a 180 from banking. I mean, I worked afternoon shift, I think 4:30 to 3 in the morning.
Right.
But my positions from banking all the way to engineering and then eventually a manufacturing lead of a plant, it molded me to deal with different, I called it walks of life.
Okay.
In banking, I was a personal banker where I opened accounts. I also was a teller. I worked my way on up, and I ended off, when I ended up leaving the bank, I was a securities. I worked in securities doing not loans, but your investments. So I managed the S&P 500 accounts, whatever you invested in. I managed that account and said, hey, you got, you know, 2% for the day. So behind the scene doing some stuff. But all of that molded me. I didn't know it was molding me to be where I am today.
My God.
You could have bet me $1 million. And I was like, oh, I ain't doing that. But those positions allowed me to be my own CEO. I dealt with several CEOs being in manufacturing. I met several CEOs, prepared audits for them, reports, you name it. Like, I was the head woman in charge, they say. I was her. I made sure I was the glue to making sure things rolled. And I had exposure to a lot of different people, a lot of different programs, just information that was very valuable to me that I took inside, and I took pride in everything I did. And you know how the saying, they say, somebody's always watching you.
I was just
doing my job, and I would always get recognized. Good job. And I'm just like, I'm just doing my job. You know, I'm not trying to be noticed, and I'm just doing my job to make sure that as a whole that we are represented, and I ain't looking embarrassed. Okay?
That's good.
My mom said, never, like, just give it your all. Don't matter if you, I mean, I was at one point collecting toll at the Ambassador Bridge when I was in college. I took pride in that. I was in college studying. So I was able to deal with all walks of life. So when I made a transition into event planning, it was, to me, it was a piece of cake, because I had the customer service skills. I love people, being around people. I like pretty things. I like cute things. And I was in sales for 7 years in banking. So I was one of the top sellers. So I was like, this is real cool. So all of those positions allow me to be my own boss. But I didn't have any of this in my future 2.5 years ago. I had already built my life You know, when you get younger, you run out, you want to be married. I've been married.
Yes.
I had my job, my dream job, engineering, had a house on my home, got a kid. All the check marks, baby. Okay. Yeah. But I lived that life, but I didn't know that. I didn't have a clue. And so I one day sat down and, you know, life happens and all that. And, you know, at the end of the day, I outlived that life. So what's next? So when I did end up transitioning from corporate to a full-time entrepreneur, when I was getting ready to, you know, leave, when I wanted to, I didn't want to leave. I loved my job. I did. Mm-hmm. I love, like, people like, oh, you hate your job? I love my job because I had made it fun and I made it my own.
Come on, here.
I was in a position to do that. My boss told me, and I had rules and regulations and guidelines, but it was a position where I can make it my own and do what's best for the particular company. Okay.
Yeah.
And I was good with that. I was good with that. But it molded me to say, oh, you can do more than this, you know, all of that. But it like I said, it shaped me. All those positions shaped me to what I am today. I had no clue at all that this would be transpired 2.5 years from now. Not a clue. Wow. Not a clue.
Let me say this, because you said something that really, when you say walks of life, that means you have been involved in your amount of time in business and in corporate. You've talked to everybody. In banking, your customers are all kind of people. You probably have from CEOs to janitors. Everybody want to make their money safe at the bank.
Yes.
See how God was literally preparing you for all walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew, you might not have known, but he knew there would become a time that in your own business, as your own boss, you would still be dealing with all walks of life with ease, because everybody isn't comfortable. Everybody isn't comfortable talking to a CEO. When I was working, there was no difference between me talking to the vice president of the company than talking to the one who cleans the toilets. No different. For one, I'm going to treat you with kindness, respect. It didn't matter to me your title. I am who I am. I'm consistent. And to me, everybody's job is important. Yes. Whether you send checks or wiping down walls, everybody has a place. To all of you who are still in the corporate environment, notice that my cousin said she loved her job and she made it her own. So no matter what environment you find yourself in, do what you do as unto the Lord and create your own atmosphere of peace, fun, productivity. You can't wait for your boss or team lead to create the atmosphere you want. Right. You have to be the one. If you want work to be fun, make it fun. Mm-hmm. If you want an environment where you feel comfortable, get your desk comfortable, wherever you are, you're at home or in a building, whatever, you are going to have to be in the driver's seat of that. When it comes to work-life balance, you find your balance at work. I'm so glad you said that. Now, here you are in a job you love. Here you are making your money. What led you to say, I want to get into event planning? What was that like, cousin?
It happened a while back. I think I did. Well, I was like I said, to do different stuff and like stuff pretty. But my niece, my great niece is 8 now. So I did my niece's baby shower. Now I think about it, but I was just dibbling dabbling. Like I just like to do stuff, help out, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it came to a point where I was doing her event and someone came in and said, you do events? And I was like, no, I just help out family and friends. Because I didn't want to deal with people, families, and you know, I was uncomfortable with that a business. But I like to do it, you know, I like to do it. So that was like my first customer, and I deal with her and her family to this day. That was 8 years ago. But I had a series of events that happened in my life. I'm just being transparent. I lost both of my parents. three months apart in 2021.
My God.
We know they're going to pass. These are sudden deaths, okay? And my family is not a family that we're used to having death in the family. I have a big family. I'm the youngest of 11 children, okay?
Wow.
So family. We have a big family. We don't have a lot of death in our family. So when my mom passed and my dad passed, it hit us in different ways, you know, all of us. And for me in particular, and I'm one of the, we all strong in our ways, but my mom like, you the stronger, you the baby, you know, you the strongest. Keep the family together, be the glue, and keep doing what you're doing.
Yes.
But along with that, and then I was able to, going through that whole transition, I had some time, and I went back to work and all that. And I want to say almost a year later, everything kind of hit me, okay? It hit me, and I was going through the process, and it just hit me one day. And I said, I need time to grieve, you know? And then that's the route I went, because a lot of things I didn't think were stressful for me, because I was just doing them so often and so fluently, and, you know. But I needed time for myself, you know? Mm. And I didn't have that, still being a wife, a mother, just being that person, you know, and having the corporate hat on all day, every day. I needed time for myself. So God allowed me to have, you know, time off, you know, my job and everything. And I was able to reflect on, you know, like, what's my purpose? Because like I don't know anyone out there lost their parents, but you try to redefine, like, what else do you get? I got my son, you know, at Jeez. The time I had a husband. It's like, okay, like, what else? Like, I have checked all the check marks. Okay. What else am I supposed to be doing? Like, in my 20s was college, school, my son, right? Had my son at 22 years old. I was a senior in college. My 30s, I was a wife and a mother. Okay. Mm. And working in corporate, right? Like a high level position.
Yes.
And then all these series of events with my parents and going through, a divorce, all that happened in my late 30s, you know, before I turned 40. So, you know, I said, well, my 40s belong to me and God. God has always been along with me every step of the way. I'm a very humble person. I thank God with the church, all that. But like I said, 20s is this, 30s was this, 40s is this. Mm-hmm. I need to define what my purpose in life is. I'm going through life and helping people and all that. And God is pleased because God is blessing me, right? But what is my true purpose? Like, I have goals. Yeah. Everyone has goals. A goal and your purpose or passion, totally different.
Yes.
Right? I have a goal to have a successful business, right? But my passion is the youth, to give back, community, doing, giving out food, having free programs, you know, what God wants us to do. So I had to redefine myself. Mm. And I'm like, I can't lose myself. I've never lost myself in a marriage, being a mother, sister, everybody to everybody. I've never lost myself. I've always stayed up to par. Mama said, I don't care what you're going through.
Come on.
I don't care what you're going through. You better not look like it.
Ooh.
I've never, people are like, I would have never. Oh my. Yeah, baby. You can't wear these many hats.
Come on.
So with me, the transition, a lot of things happened with me, but it allowed me to redefine who Tanisha is.
Yes.
Tanisha Cooper is.
Yes. Okay?
And in that moment, I was, like I said, I had my business. I had been doing it for, you know, 8 years, but actual business-wise, I had been doing it for 4 years. So that was part of my work-life balance. People say, why you decorate? You got a big job. Because I like to do it. I like to help their family who works like me, but don't want to pay $10,000 for a wedding. Okay?
Come on.
Or $2,000 for a baby shower. They're working. I am there to service them what they need, make sure it's pretty, have a special touch, and they not spend all that money. You know, I'm in it for, so it's a profit business. But I am in there to change lives and make memorable events. Okay.
Yes.
That's my core meaning for me to do in my business. Because I was a person that overpaid for stuff for a wedding reception that I could have did, but I didn't want to do it. Wow. But I said, hold on, this shouldn't be costing this. And I went and did the math, and then I started the business a year later.
Yes.
Because I wanted to service people like me who they got the money, but they ain't about to spend on it.
Right.
But they will spend it on certain things, but it's like I know the pros and cons, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm not knocking on people who do what they do, but I, like I said, it was a purpose that was in me to service those who were working that were married and all that, and just wanted to have a nice occasion. And I know eventually my business will elevate to a certain degree with me doing that.
Yes.
You know? And then, like I said, so I had a series of events that allowed me to say, you know, God, like one day God just, you know, stopped me to go back. God woke me up out the morning. I want to say 1-2 in the morning. Was like, what are you doing? Mm. You know, you did this, you did that. I mean, I prove to you, I take care of you. You walking in your purpose. You got your two businesses. I had started my transportation business. He allowed me to launch that with my own monies and all that.
He
sent me customers. I said, I don't know nothing about no transportation. He sent me the people to help me, the resources. And he woke me up like, what are you doing? Why are you about to go back here? And I promise on everything. He spoke to me. And I said, if I'm supposed to be believing in God, and I said, you know, you got to be faith. You have to have faith. And you know, I'm still human, God. You know, a little tricky.
Yeah.
I said, maybe you should have did this when I was like, you know, had two incomes or something. I said, nah, it's just me. You know, do you want me to do this? I'm being transparent. And he said, go, my child. He said, go.
Mm.
And I did it. And I still right now, it'll be a year in May. I still have out of body experiences. Like, I can't believe this, but wow. I wouldn't change it for the world. Everything that he has instilled in me, God has instilled in me, my parents, my siblings, everyone that has touched me in any way, from a lady who opened an account at the bank to, you know, a person in corporate that just gave me positive feedback.
Yes.
All those were molding me to say, hey, you can do it. You know, I was saying, you can do it. I'm telling my girls I coach, you can do it. You can do it. Well, I got to tell myself, you can do this. You know, you got to walk out on faith now. You said you want, you know, you love the Lord. What you going to do? And I'm like, I don't know, Lord. I'm kind of scared. And like I said, he told me one day to just go. And I've been doing it ever since. And like I said, I have my moments because I am human. But people like yourself, you know, come out the blue and say, oh, my God, what you're doing. And I'm like, I'm just doing what I know I'm supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. And I get, you know, that from you. I get people that just call me out the blue. I mean, it could be somebody in the street. Like, you have your spirit. It's just, how you doing? You need help. And I'm just like, wow, you know. So I get people along the way with doing events. Transporting kids to school. Their parents call me. Like I get the feedback from the people I deal with weekly, sometimes daily. And it reminds me, it's almost confirmation saying, you got this. Like, I'm going to send you people to help you. You just keep moving along. Keep moving along. And I got you. But like I said, in the day, I had to do it for me. My son is about to be 20. You know, he got his own life and all that. He said, this is about me and my people. And I need you to do this to touch lives, touch more lives than you're already doing. And I cannot do that being confined to a certain, you know, space for so many hours. So, I still do other stuff along with my businesses, just because I still got to live, but I am owning it myself. It's by choice. You know what I'm saying? I have to make sure that I'm taking care of myself. But I know God will take care of me through everything. Yes. So, like I said, it was a tough transition. A lot of series of events happened, but everything is in divine order. I don't believe in coincidences or, oh, this luck, you got good luck. None of that. This is all in divine order. He wrote this stuff down years ago before I could even think about it. He planted those seeds years ago. And they are here now. And I got to just walk. And I want to make sure I leave this earth, because I lost my parents. I seen them pass away and all, you know, And I'm just like, okay, well, dang, you know, I did all this other good stuff. Okay, good. Met people. All right. But like, did I fulfill my purpose? I didn't. So I got to take this time to fulfill my purpose. It, whether it be a year or two or whatever it is, allow me to do that, God. And then I'll go from there. I have the experience, you know, and the tools to go and the degrees to go wherever I need to go. Yes. If I need to do that, but allow me to be in this, walk in my purpose and flourish my gifts to the people and myself, yeah, my family for right now. Because if I didn't do it now, being 40, mm-hmm, I ain't about to do it. I ain't got no patience and I ain't doing none of that. So he allowed me to have the strength, the patience, the determination, everything to do it and to just walk in my purpose and just shine for him. This ain't for nobody else, man, meaning woman or man. This is for God. I'm not on this earth to please no man.
Come on here.
I'm on this earth to please God. And that's just what it is. But it was definitely a transition. All of the series of jobs I've had and everything has molded me to where I am today. But I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't change it.
And let me say this, though. Let's talk about Sweet Tea's events, party planning. When I first had an encounter with you, cousin, through your Mother's Day brunch, which you're going to be talking about that. Matter of fact, let me get the flyer up so that we can be looking at that while we talk. But I noticed something different about you being a vendor. And I have done many pop-ups in my 3.5 years doing paparazzi. And people don't understand the importance and the significance of a gracious host, a professional host, someone that is accessible, someone that is professional, someone that knows what they're doing. People are out here nowadays. They want to do all these events, pop-ups, whatever you want to call them. Then they want to make fast money. They don't have people skills, Tanisha. They, first of all, they don't even know how to speak in grammatically correct sentences. I mean, let's put that out there. And they're calling themselves business people, business women, business men, but you don't even know how to talk.
Yeah.
But you're collecting $100 a table, and then you don't know how to talk to people, but you want to be the area's premier event host. No. The beautiful thing about what God has done with you, cousin, all that God put in you from corporate, from childhood to college, to banking, to engineering, to being the head woman in charge, all of those things were placed in you so that when you became your own boss, you knew how to do so in such a way people want to work with you. And that's what I felt when I was able to be at the event. I'm so happy to be coming back this year. Let me get this up, this flyer up, because
two times, second year.
How important it is for, let me make sure I got it pulled up here. People don't understand how important it is as a vendor to have a host that knows what they are doing. People don't get it. People don't get it.
I understand that.
Let me find my flyer.
It's funny you say that because even with the event, but just in general, like the whole working in banking, all walks of life. Like when I deal with customers now with transportation, event planning, they like, you're so professional on the phone. And I'm like, you know, I was in corporate for so many years, you know, but they don't know my background. I just think I'm with the event planning. But I'm not going to stop talking the way I talk to people when I'm dealing with business.
Come on.
Business is business. Personal is personal. I have fun with business and outside of business. I'm going to be me.
Yes.
But I'm going to tell you the real of it. I'm not going to sell you some fluff and all that other stuff that is irrelevant and is not good for the soul or for the people.
Yes.
So, so this is my women's brunch. This is my 7th year. I'm having 7 year completion, baby.
Oh,
I'm like, oh my God, this 7 years. So I started off like 7 years ago But I started off because the reason I started it, it was called Mother's Day Brunch. Right. It's because I had a try-in period in my time at that time. And I had like my sisters, close friends. They were there for me to, you know, to talk to and all that, because yes. People were used to coming to me for the advice and talking. And I wasn't used to going to nobody for, you know, for all that. And I had to lean on people that were very important to me and get some advice, and get some, you know, some input on some things. And after the whole, you know, I went through whatever, and I said, I just want to do something for them. I want to just, you know, gather about 30 of them. Well, my family alone is like 30 women. So I want to gather them and I want to do something for them. My sister was like, okay, that sounds good. Bye, you know, I said, okay, I'm gonna just do a text. And she's like, well, I started naming the people. She said, well, if you're doing all that, you might as well do a whole event. And I was I told her, I said, no, I don't like brunches. So I want to do a brunch. You know, okay. I want to, like, you know, just the ladies getting together and having some good food that you're going to cook. And she like, all right. I was like, well, I'll do like a Mother's Day. I'll make a Mother's Day brunch. And like I said, I did it as an event. It started off with postman 30, but it was 90 people. And that's because it was the capacity of the room. I had people on the waiting list, people that was mad with me. I wanted to come. I said, well, I had it out there for months. But anyway, it was 90 people that showed up to that event. And the next time I had, the next year I had was 225 people. So it elevated. And I renamed it Women's Brunch. So the reason I did that, because two people in my life that were close to my family and close to me lost their mind. So I still have my mom, you know, she loved the brunch. She loved putting her hat on and this her thing. And I said, you know what? When you people say mothers, it's a trigger. See, I didn't know that trigger because I had my mother. So, but I felt that from my friends and the close member of the family who had lost their mother from the time I had my last brunch to the one I was going to have. So I changed it to Women's Brunch. And then also I had women that was at my first brunch who wasn't mothers. Okay. I didn't want anyone to feel some kind of way it's for mothers and, you know, and they wasn't a mother, or if it's a Mother's Day brunch and they don't have a mother that's present, you know? And so I put the hat on saying, hey, this is for anyone. You know, I don't want to just, you know, gear towards mothers. So it's no longer called Mother's Day brunch. It's called Women's Brunch. This is for women of any kind, any shape, color, your mother or not. Just come. Ladies, come on down, right?
Yes.
So this is my seventh year having it. Every year I have a different theme. I pray on my theme, what it's going to be every year. I pray about who I want to speak at it and so forth. It is all in purpose of what I want to do. So my thing was to bring women together. Okay.
Yes.
I don't like the mean girl cliques. I like to break them up, chop, chop.
Break it up.
That's just what it is.
Chop, chop.
I don't like nothing about it. And so I'm into empowering women. Okay. Yes. No matter what you do, you can be a janitor from into the head boss. I don't care because I've dealt with all different types of people.
Walks of life.
Like, oh, she bougie and this and that. Not to me, but in general. Okay, she just they are who they are. Okay. She don't like certain things. People say I'm bougie, but I'm not bougie. I just like what I like.
Hey,
I don't know, but I like what I like and I do what I do. And whatever I do is a reason behind it, and I do it with a good heart. Okay.
Yes.
So so like I said, this is for women empowerment. Some women come and they get uncomfortable. Okay. Because I'm real. Okay. Like the way I'm talking now is how I talk in my brunches.
Yes.
We have fun. We are real women talking about real things. We're gonna have some real fun, and we're gonna communicate and network and do all the good stuff, and we're gonna uplift one another.
Positive.
If you are a negative person or whatever, nagging Nancy and all this stuff they say, you're gonna be real uncomfortable. But guess what? You're gonna walk out a better person. Something's gonna shift in you.
Yes.
It's not to like pick up on you and all that. It's all good for the soul.
Yes.
You need to come improve yourself. Everyone has to improve something. I got stuff to improve daily. You know, everyone has something to improve. But this allows you to be yourself, be amongst women who ain't coming and saying, oh, she got that on. I didn't like brunches because they got to be all, you know, prissy. And I like looking cute too. But
me too.
You going to come to my brunch and you going to speak to people. You're not going to come in looking, oh, what she got on and look at her hair. And then you ain't even say hi to the woman. Like, who See? Does that?
Who you know? Does that?
Right. So I never liked the word brunch because of certain things that I experienced when I went to a brunch and never went back to another one. Okay. Wow. So I started having my own, you know, I create my own brunch to do my own thing. So I host my brunch. My team does all the, my sister and they, do all the food. I have shopping for vendors to do, to sell their items. I have a comedian. I have an inspirational speaker. I have it pretty much all, you know, it's all there. Photo booth, you know, picture man, the whole nine. Like, you're going to enjoy yourself. I have women, older, younger, just everybody. Grandma's baby, my granddaughter, this is her first year bringing me, and she mad at her grandbaby because she's been coming and she ain't brought the grandma. And the grandma said, what's your name, baby? What's your number? I gave my card here, grandma. Grandma called me. I'm going to call you, get my ticket now because I can't call. She gonna call me late. I ain't about to miss the brunch. So I, you know, those type of things, like it keeps me going. Like every year I struggle, like, Lord, I don't know about this brunch this year. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. It's hard, you know? And I'm like, no, let me just keep going with it. I don't know how long I'm going to be doing the brunches, but I enjoy them. And I'm glad that God has blessed me to have 7 years of doing a women's brunch. And I am so happy. I am so excited.
Glory to God. Brunch.
So my theme is dress with passion.
Yes.
Because every time you dress, baby, you got to dress. Okay. Whether you're going to Sam's Club. I go to Sam's Club, you know, my lingerie outfit, sometimes my rain boots, you know, do my thing at Sam's Club, right? Shopping. When you go to a gala, you're gonna dress a certain way. Anytime you dress as women, just dress with passion.
Come on.
Just dress with passion, right? About something, right? It. And then part of it is walk with purpose, right? As women, you know, they say you got to walk strong and, you know, stand tall. We do. But sometimes we want to be like this. Oh, I don't feel good. But whatever you do, you got to walk with purpose. So if you're working your job, you know, do your job the best you can. But have something that you're doing outside of your job for work-life balance. That is your passion or your purpose in life. That is going to balance you. And it's all for the kingdom of God. Okay? So find you something to do. Something that you like. That's going to balance you out. And you're going to just move along. People are like, dang, why she so happy? Why she got all this stuff going on? Why? Because it ain't about you, baby.
Come on.
You gotta work on. I got my purpose on me. And let me keep doing my thing. We all fail at things. We ain't successful at everything. It is what it is. We walk in, we gotta walk with purpose. Cause how else you gonna walk? You know? So that's my theme this year. It's dress with passion and walk with purpose. It's on Saturday, May the 4th, which is always the first Saturday in May before Mother's Day weekend. I never interfere with Mother's Day weekend. That's for people and their mothers or whatever they do with their family. I'm not nowhere near coming near Mother's Day weekend with my event. I'm always a weekend before, bring the ladies from work, bring the church organizations, bring your sisters, bring your mom. Hey, call the early day Mother's Day gift. That is the purpose. And we are there to enjoy each other for the whole day. You know, after that, we go and do our ladies thing, you know, at night. So it's an all day event for the women.
I love it. We got some comments in here, cousin. My other cousin Kikyetta says self-improvement is a part of everyday life.
Yes, every day.
Diane is in the house. She says, good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
Amen. And cousin Kikyetta, love when you said walk with a purpose. I just put a poll out about I wanted to get dressed up and go somewhere. A lot of people that I sell jewelry to always tell me, I buy it, but I don't have anywhere to go. Why not? That's one of the reasons why I wanted to make sure we talk, because you plan events, you have things out here. The whole work-life balance or just life balance period means you have to get up and do something to create good memories. You can't wait for stuff to just happen. Put on some clothes, walk with purpose, dress with passion, and go grab a couple of girlfriends and just do something. Now is the time. We can't just wait for stuff to just drop out the sky. We're going to have to, as women, if you feel as though you work, maybe you work a job that's stressful, you're a wife, you're a mom, you may have a lot happening. But what about your time? Mm-hmm. Get beautiful, clean, smelling good. Somebody keep these cheering. Drop a couple of hot dogs off with your grandma and a couple of
hot ready.
A whole hot air not ready. You need to do something for you. This women's brunch should be something for you. You can bring your mom, you can bring grandma, you can bring daughter, or you could just come with you and meet new people. I enjoyed the brunch because, cousin, as you mentioned, there was a multi-generational crowd. You had something for everybody. The decor was beautiful. The spirit in the room was loving and inviting. There were vendors there at Polished on Purpose is proud to be in the room for the second year. I invite you all to come on out. We don't take care of ourselves enough, ladies, making sure that we go places where our souls can be fed. We're so used to being the one that does the feeding. Cousin Kiyota says, I don't care if I'm going to Meijer.
Yes, wherever
you go, the whole reason why I created that name, Polished on Purpose, I'm intentional. When I got up, whether it's Meijer, a meeting, work, church, going to sit by the water, I put on my jewelry. I get nice and fresh because I want to represent myself, my God, and I want to feel good.
Yeah,
we just feel good. When we look good, we feel so much better, y'all.
Yes.
So I want everyone to come out. Now, you plan birthdays, proms, graduations, weddings, baby showers, hotel parties, private dinner parties. You have the photo booth. She does amazing decorations. And she mentioned that she works with different budgets. So whether you have a lot of money, a medium amount of money, maybe a little bit of money, please reach out and see what she can do. Graduation season is right around the corner. Yes. Open houses. So you're having baby showers. Weddings are happening. The weather is breaking. Reach out to her. Sweet Tease Events and Party Planning wants to be your person to take the load off of you. I remember my wedding and how much planning had to go into it. We had fun, but it can be a little stressful when you're trying to handle everything. You need someone that you can talk to about your vision and they can bring that to pass. She has a very creative eye. She's a model as well. So she has an eye for color and texture and style. And she loves all things beautiful and cute. Look at them earrings she got on. She's bringing colors together. I love these colors, girl. Color brings life. Color just brings life.
It does. It does.
And yes, absolutely. I want to talk about Transpo Care. We have a video. Let me go cue up the video, y'all, so you all can be introduced to Transpo Care. Just one moment, everybody.
Good morning. This is Tanisha, and I wanted to tell you about my new transportation company called Transpo Care, in which we service all communities, and we have weekly rates, monthly rates, and group rates. This company was started at the beginning of this year in honor of my mother, Mary Cooper, in which we had situations where we could not get her transportation, or when she was working in her career and she didn't have transportation for herself to get to her her job. So this company is there to fill in the loopholes in which you need services to get to a doctor's appointment, whether it be church, a family member's house. If you are a parent that have a child that's in school and you live in Detroit and there your child goes in a suburban areas, this is the good opportunity for you as well. Also, those churches that no longer have church buses, but you need to get your people to service on Sundays, I am here to fill in those gaps. Like I said before, I'm here to service all communities. I have rates that are feasible for your pleasure.
Yes.
Good morning. This is Tanisha, and I wanted to tell you about.
No, sorry,
that's
y'all.
My baby right there.
I love it. And you made a good point because I don't know what happened after COVID. They got rid of the church bus. And some of the seniors.
I know. I've seen that. Yeah.
Those who don't have a car, they weren't able to go back in person how they were before. I hardly ever see a church bus on the road since COVID-19.
You're parked. It's sitting there parked.
Right. In the parking lot with a gate around it. Yeah. You know, so you, this particular company, and you mentioned the inspiration behind it. Tell us about when you are setting up trips, how can people reach you? What do people have to do to set up trips with Transport Care?
So you just contact me directly. I have some same day appointments if I don't have any more appointments going on that day, but it's usually a 24-hour notice at least. I have contracts that I give to my committed riders. Like I have parents who kids go to school every day. They're at work. I pick their child up, get them there safe and sound. I have contracts for people who need that. If you have doctor's appointments and you know them in far in advance, you can set appointments up with me. Everything is run by phone. My number is 313-656-8701. You can reach me by phone and I'll take care of you. I also have my social media page that's there if you need to contact me by social media. Don't have a website yet. Like I said, I just started this year actually doing it and just in it. And so it's just me, it's just me. It was a seed planted over 3 years ago with my mom when she had difficulty with getting to the doctor's appointments and people that we ran across who was sitting there for a transportation company that never came, the seed was planted years ago, but when the series of events happened in my life, it said, hey, why don't you start that business you was thinking about? Your mama said you can do it. You know what? I'm going to do it in honor of her because she told me, your own business. This, you can do this driving. I said, I don't want to drive. She said, no, you would own the company, but I own it and I drive for right now. I foresee it being bigger, but I love it. I love driving the kids, mentoring them and all that good stuff. But that's my baby. And like I said, it's my new baby. And I am honored to be able to service in our community.
I love it. We're being asked for the phone number one more time.
It's 313-656-8701. And I can consult with you and see what needs you need. And we'll go from there.
All right. I'm putting it in the chat right now. We got a couple comments. Auntie Emma is in the chat. Let's go and see what my people are saying. Cousin Kenyetta is here. She says, hey, Auntie Emma. Cousin Kenyetta says, I'm just now finding work-life balance. I just work. Wish I had realized this before, but better later than never, I guess. Yes. Better later than never. Cousin is always here. When we do shows, she's one of our biggest supporters. And cousin, I'm glad you're here because since we're talking about events, I want us, you and I, we've talked about this, to go to more events, to experience more things together. That's going to create that balance as well. Mm-hmm. All right. My CEO, Fred Beatty, is in the room. He says, thank you, Tanisha Cooper, for being on our platform and sharing your story and your business. Now, I want to show another flyer. There is another initiative that Tanisha does that has to do with the community. Another way that we have a connection, because if anybody knows me, I'm real big on helping to build up the young people, families, making sure that there are resources within reach for our families. So let me bring up another flyer here and let's talk about another aspect of what my cousin is doing before we end for the night. All right, here we go.
So this last business I have is called Michigan Native Youth Program. Now, this one is real near and dear to my heart.
Yes.
You know, as we grew up, people mentored us and all that. And, you know, it inspired us to be the person we are today. And I've been affiliated with certain youth programs and so sort. But I actually am a basketball coach. I coach middle school girls and high school girls. So, you know, and when you're a coach, you're mentoring the people that you coach. So you're talking to them daily. They tell you things, they don't tell their parents. You know, they confide.
Yes.
They look for you. They call you for rides and Uber money and McDonald's and everything else. Like they're mine. So
yes.
Long story short, and so instead of me, and I was with other youth program, but I wanted to do my own because I wanted to make it my own and do certain things, right? And you know, you can do it and say, oh, I'm doing it, and you know, you get these grants and all this stuff. I don't have no grants. Please give me some grants, lend your people, tell your people about me. because I'm doing it by myself and I need more funding to do what I want to do. But a lot of organizations, not all, they do this and then they don't really do the work. Okay. So I am doing this. It's called Michigan Native Youth Program. I started like actually full blown last year. We always do a college visit to Wilberforce University, which is the college that I went to. I had a full ride, first Black HBCU. And I do that. I also this year we're starting the monthly youth talks. So instead of saying, oh, this is a mentorship program, it is, but these are talks to you. Okay. You have to talk to them. And sometimes mentorship, you know, throws people for a loop. You know, we're not talking at the kids. Everything is hands-on. Like we're gonna teach kids how to check your air pressure, okay? How do you look, you know?
Yes, that's good.
How do you read air pressure? How do you check your oil? Because you go to college, you got a car. You can't run to Babylon to change, get your oil changed. You got to check your oil and put some oil in yourself, okay? Because you ain't got no money.
Life skills, cousin. Life skills.
So build your life. Like when I was in seventh grade, I built my life. I wanted to be married, have a car, have a Lamborghini, have a mansion. You got to have money. You can't do that doing this. You got to get you a side hustle. You got to get you some businesses under your belt. So we are teaching our kids young. I'm starting at 8 years old, third grade. When I was in third grade, I knew what I wanted to do. Some kids don't. But now this allows us to think about certain things. So everything is hands-on. Yes. They're going to create their life. They want to be whatever they want to be, a teacher, lawyer, a pipe fitter, whatever they want to be. You know, we're going to get that role in the first session. Every session is different. We have an etiquette session. Basic life skills session, health and wellness session, a safety session. Like when your kids are home alone and they hear a crazy noise, what they gonna do? They gonna run the closet, huh? They have to know what to do. Okay. I have trained people that can train young people what to do in a situation like that. Okay. So these are all things that our youth need that they're not teaching in school, or they don't have time to teach in school, or the parent can't teach them. Not that they don't want to. They don't have the time to do it. They don't have time to do it. So every month we do a different monthly talk for our youth. Okay. It's at Legacy Hall, which is on Whittier in Detroit. This is open to any and everybody that is the ages of 8 and 17. This is for your parents. Parents, drop your kids off. Go have you some coffee. Go to the water. Do your thing for 2 hours. And we're going to do our thing. But we're going to do our thing with your child, okay? And we're going to make sure they're well-rounded and they know more than what they did when they walked in the building and dealt with us. So it's not me. I have people that's going to be facilitating all these sessions. I'll come in at the end part of it. But general business, you want a business? Okay, let's start your LLC. I have my girl. She's going to come in actually saying, we're going to start an LLC from top to bottom. A mock LLC. Okay, she's gonna teach you where to go and what to do. Hands on. This is nothing, you know, you gotta pay for it. This is a free program.
Wow.
Look for donations now. You can always donate.
I was gonna say that if you all want to donate to what she's doing,
yes,
follow her so you can help her out. Yes.
Yes, this is a free program. Last year I wasn't able to do it to this capacity because I didn't have funding to keep having the space to have my monthly talks. But God has allowed me to have, has blessed me, you know, and allowed me to have somewhere that I can have this monthly talk free of charge. Yes. This is a community event for the community, you know, by the community, and we are giving back. We are giving back. And I'm so glad I have a support system to help me with that and say, hey, you want to do this? I got you. You're going to do it here. He sent me people to do business talk, doing etiquette classes, team building, scholarship, how to be a leader. He's sending me those people. He are sending them to me for your child. Okay. That you once a month bring your child to get poured into. Okay.
Yes.
And they're going to walk out and they're going to think about this stuff later on in life and say, I remember how to do that. I remember how to do that.
Right.
He said this, he said that. And those are things they can take for the rest of their life. I remember things when I was 7 and 8 years old that are still embedded in me.
Me too.
I'm just trying to get back to the youth that was given to me when I was younger. And that's all I'm trying to do is save a kid's life.
Come on.
Save a kid's life. That's it. They got somewhere they can come to, learn something, you know, and meet their peers.
Yes.
Most kids don't want to talk in front of people. They're scared.
That's right.
I'm like,
that's
come here and be comfortable and talk. You can talk here. So we got to, they got to have an interview. They got to learn how to do interviewing skills. We doing everything. We are doing everything. This program will never go away long as I have breath in my body. This is for generations to come, you know, within my family. Somebody going to take this torch one day and keep going with it. But I need support from the community. I am doing it.
Come on,
I have people
inside me. Come on.
Yeah, but it's just me, and I'm trying to make it happen. I am trying. Yeah. I'm getting the support, but I need this to be on another level, get to the right people, and I'm just trying to make it for what it is. It's all for God's work and to help our community because we desperately need help. So like I said, it's just me. I'm just trying to insert myself where I know I can make a change. I can't do it all. Don't want to do it all. Please help me.
Yeah.
I have control to do this. This little thing is going to be bigger than what it is now. But God said, you got to start it, baby.
Absolutely.
You got to start it. I started it. And now I have everything rolling. Every month, I got somewhere to have it at, getting some kids, people calling in. I'm bringing my kid. And I just hope that it's going to be what God wants. And I know it is, but I want kids to show up and feel comfortable, you know, and make you feel good about I did something good, you know?
Absolutely. And they're able to build social skills.
Yes.
Build relationships with each other.
Yes.
This is what we miss. We used to have this in school more and after school programs, but a lot of that went away when the government funding went away.
Yes.
So I want those of you who are watching, I need you, even if you're not in Michigan, still share this because we want to get this to companies that are willing to become sponsors. I want her phone to be flooding with calls, with donations and connections. And yes, because this is what it means to give back and to plant seeds into our youth, girls and boys. It's not just a girl thing. Girls and boys, 8 to 17 parents, you can drop your children off to have this important information poured into them, pick them back up, bring their cousins with them.
Yes.
Amazing. Yes. We got a couple of comments. Auntie Emma wants to know, since you got transport care, can you pick the old people up and take them to the club?
Yeah, because my van has 10 seats. So I pick y'all on up. You ain't got to call Uber or catch the cab. This is where you have a private person to come get you and take you to the club or wherever you want to go. And I pick y'all up and we good on that. I have no problem. You ain't got to call no Uber. Just call me. Set it up.
Auntie said she ready to hit the club on Friday night and then church on Sunday.
Yeah, because she needs Saturday night to get herself together. Yeah, but she's going to be
Emma is a mess. Auntie Emma is a mess. But I need you all to share this. I need you all because this Michigan Natives Youth Program is a monthly youth talk. When I was growing up in church, we had what we call rap sessions. Mm-hmm. And they were times you would sit in a circle and you would talk and you would be amongst other children. You didn't have to feel a certain way, feel comfortable. And parents, this is an environment that's safe for your child. I need the companies in the area in the Tri-County, whether it's Wayne County, Macomb County, Oakland County, whatever county you're in this region, Washtenaw, I need all of you to step up and help this initiative. I don't want her to have to want for nothing. I want everyone to get these donations in. Companies, you all need to be investing in the communities that you serve. Mm-hmm. That should be a part of your core values. Mr. Gooden, thank you for coming through here tonight, sir. He says, LHG and my cousin Tanisha. Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Sir. You are a model. We're getting ready to wrap up. You are a model.
Yes.
Curvy model. I'm loving it.
I used to model in college. So I modeled when I was 18, 19 in college. Wow. When I was in Ohio, when I was in Wilberforce University in Ohio. And, you know, when I came back home, I finished school and everything. And I mean, I always like to dress up. I mean, who doesn't like to dress up? And I don't, I mean, I'm a tall girl, so I don't wear a lot of heels, but I do. So last year, I got approached to be, after I did my 40th photo shoot, I got approached to be a model. Like, do you want a model? I'm like, yeah, I mean, I will, you know, that's cool. So I'm like, you know, I love putting on show, doing a fashion show and doing pictures. I love taking pictures. It ain't nothing against y'all, but wherever I go, I'm taking pictures. It ain't for you. Mm-hmm. It's for me. I like memories. Okay. But anyway, I got approached to be a model. My first walk was a fashion show in New York.
Ooh, come on,
oh, come on. Oh my God. For Fashion Week. Oh, I was shaking in my boots. Literally, you can ask my nieces. I was shaking in my boots, okay? And I said, dang, I want to be a model, but not go straight to New York. What is that? So that was last year. I have done several events here in Detroit. I went to Fashion Week just this past February. So I am a curvy model. I am loving all my curves. So yeah, that's just one of my hobbies I like to do. And as the shows come about, I get with my agent and she said, you want to do this show? I like it for fun. I like to dress up cute, you know, do my face and, you know, be backstage. But I feel like a grandma, not grandma. I feel like an auntie. I would say auntie. Because some of the girls, they be looking my age, but they ain't nowhere near my age. And I'm like, dad, they're like, you look young. I'm like, girl.
You do.
My son models too. Okay. So we like mama and son. You. And like, that's your son. I was like, yeah, that's your son. I'm like, yeah, that's my son. So it's just crazy because like the girls behind the scenes look at me as like their mother. I got to stay in helping the designer because that's just my mother spirit. You know what I'm saying? But I enjoy taking that walk and running that and walking that runway. And yeah, you're gonna see me at the brunch.
I love it. I want to encourage anybody out there, if you have been contemplating starting a business or wonder, can I do this, or kind of a little iffy about it, as you can see, the sky is the limit. Never let anyone deter you from your dreams, from your passion, from the things you love to do. One of the things that we, I think, miss out on, we spend so much time working and not enough time on our passion, not enough time creating wonderful memories, not enough time doing things we absolutely love to do. Yes. I am thanking you all for bringing your thoughts into the comment section. Thank you all. The Golden Girls who want to go to the club, thank you for being a friend. Travel
now,
down
to the brunch now. Come on to the brunch. We're doing the club later on now.
Auntie Emma is in a whole nother state.
We got to get you. But you know
we got to get women's brunch going nationwide.
You know, I foresee Chicago coming soon. So we going to get this thing going. If I get someone in every state, I will bring the brunch there. She's a hunting angel.
Yes. No, we ain't judging, Auntie.
We not. You got to have fun. Like, you know, we love the Lord, but you got to have fun. You don't have to be, good, clean fun. Enjoy life. You only got one life. You can't be in the bed today. You can sleep later. You know, you can sleep later. But have fun and, you know, and just do what you're supposed to do, you know, as a person for yourself. You can be a mother, wife, sister, and all that good stuff, you know. But you have to do something for yourself. I take time and I go to the water, you know, for myself. I take myself to lunch once a month. sometimes. But I do things for my, it don't matter how busy I am, and I am so busy. Like people are like, you be busy.
You are.
I do, but I create time. I create time for myself.
You
I
should.
Have a schedule. Like on Tuesdays, I'm relaxed. That's my chill day. I take a couple appointments good. And I'm chilling. Right.
Good.
I had to create time. I had like a work schedule where I did certain mm-hmm. meetings and certain, you know, trainings. I did the same thing in my life as my own boss. I still have to have structure. I still yes. have to have discipline. Oh my God. I
thought yes.
I was in the corporate, but I said you discipline yourself is something different. Discipline, right? Obedience, because you still have to be obedient to God because you're walking in your purpose. And you yes. may get sidetrapped because we're all human, but long yes. as you come in good from the heart and he know your heart, just you know, just work at it every day. Just work at it.
Yes.
You're not perfect. People say, oh, she thinks she's perfect. No, I don't. Not by far, but I know mm-hmm. what I'm doing, and whatever I do, it's with purpose.
I'm
very strong on what I do and what I say. I believe it. You know, that's why I talk with, you know, with passion and grace, and because I believe what I'm saying. I don't think I'm better than you. I'm not better than you. I'm me, and you be you. That's what we're going to do. And we're going to be better together, because what can you do, and what can I do? Because we're going to make money together, okay?
Collaboration is transparency. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I want to say, cousin, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for showing us what is possible. Thank you for showing us that dreams come true. Thank you for showing us that all that we are doing, even in the corporate scene, can transfer into the creative.
Yes.
And we can take those same marketable skills, talking to different people, different walks of life, being intentional about our dress, showing up early, doing what we got to do. All of those things that you've been doing, even if you have a job you don't care for, still know that those marketable skills are going to transfer when you go into your own business. So, mm-hmm. cousin, thank you for being here. I want to invite everybody to come back tomorrow night. The CEO is doing a show about the stigma on mental health. From the male perspective, I need everybody in the room. Invite all the brothers. Auntie says, honey, I'm all that and a bag of chips. That's right. Cool Ranch Doritos. Say it, Auntie.
Say it.
And you are
all
that.
Yourself, baby.
Yes. I want you all to invite every male that you know. I need all fathers, brothers, nephews, cousins, baby daddies, husbands. I need everybody in the room tomorrow. I believe the show is going to be at 8. He is talking about the stigma on mental health concerning men. This is going to be a hot show, because how many times have we ingrained our boys to not cry? Ingrained our young men to, oh, you got to be so strong. You got to be invincible. Those emotions have to go somewhere. We have to allow our brothers, our young men, to be human.
Yes.
Why wouldn't they be able to cry? Why, when they fall off the bike, you make them get up bleeding and you don't take them to the doctor? Oh, you a boy. You can't cry. The devil is a lie. Because guess what? To the little boys who couldn't cry and couldn't show emotion, they turn into husbands that are wounded. Yes.
Yes.
They turn into people who have anger issues. Yes. So I need all the brothers and those who love the brothers in the live chat tomorrow night. I believe the time is 8. We'll put it in the chat. This show is going to be a hot one. It's probably going to be a series. We need our men to know that we want them to be mentally healthy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's tomorrow night. I need you all in the room. Cousin Tanisha is in Detroit with me. Auntie, follow her, everybody. Please follow her on Facebook so you can know what she's doing. Please share this podcast so we can get the word out. Because what she's doing is phenomenal. Keep in touch with her. Thank you all for being here tonight.
Meet us tonight.
Tanisha, I can't tell you thank you enough. And she came and hung out with me Sunday as I spoke at Grace, Church of God in Christ. Thank you for being there, cousin. Your support means everything to me. We got to get out of here because she got something to do. Thank you all for being here. I love you all. Thank you for your support. Have a good night, everyone. Peace.